The French government has never been shy about making culture a matter of government policy. This week we've reported on the current controversy about a ban on religious attire in public schools there. And for some time now, the government has been limiting the number of English language songs on French radio, with some surprising results. Producer Jonathan Hewer has this report.
If you traveled Europe during the 1960s, 70s, or 80s and had occasion to spin a French radio dial, you probably heard some of the same tunes that were coming out of British and American jukeboxes. Don't be cruel. Even the music produced inside French borders kowtowed to the Anglo-American sound. One of France's biggest rock stars, Johnny Hallyday, borrowed his image and some of his songs from across the pond.
Hey Joe, cours pas comme ça.
By the mid-90s, after decades of Anglo-American music blanketing French airwaves, Minister of Culture Jacques Toubon cried, "C'est assez." Andy Morgan is a British music producer with close ties to the French scene.
The government in France have realized that in their fight to keep the French language from completely disappearing, that culture, and especially music, was a really useful tool.
In 1994, Toubon decreed that at least 40% of a radio station's playlist be comprised of French songs. The decade since his ruling has been witness to a new movement in French pop music.
À l'heure où les étoiles tombent, il creuse la sienne, plus pâle qu'une ombre, qui boit de la verveine. Il chante, mais c'est l'air de la mer, qui bientôt le tourmente et lui vole sa prière.
Journalists have called this new music neorealist. Many see it as a direct descendant of the so-called realist movement of the 1930s and 40s, which was popularized by musicians like Django Reinhardt, Edith Piaf, and Joe Privat. That's Joe Privat's Paris Musette. The chanson and bal musette musical styles that came of age in the 30s and 40s became part of the bedrock of French musical culture. Andy Morgan says that today's neorealist musicians are rediscovering those traditions while creating their own distinct sounds.
Rather than looking abroad outside France or being a slave to international pop, rock, hip-hop currents or whatever, it's very much look at what's going on around you, look at what's going on down the street, round the corner, and use that as your inspiration.
Songs like Un Petit Air, meaning a little tune, are typical of the neorealist movement. The band, Les Têtes Raides, are clearly influenced by their accordion-wielding forefathers, but they're making music that teenagers, at least French ones, are buying in droves.
Un petit air, et le jour se commence comme un rien. Une brume et d'embrun vont frapper ton corps malade. Tu disais, il y a des matins, j'ai la gueule à côté. Les trottoirs du hasard et la pluie dans le cou.
Les Têtes Raides started as a post-punk band in a Parisian art school. If that brings to mind the provenance of Talking Heads, it may also explain the appeal this music has for former head David Byrne. His record label, Le Waka Bop, has released a compilation of French neorealist music called Cuisine Non-Stop. While many of the artists on the CD are inspired by traditional French styles, some have clearly been stirred by the music of immigrants from Africa and the Middle East. Lojo is a collective of musicians born in the thriving French street theater scene. Now, the group is making music that blends wildly divergent influences into a single coherent sound, like on this track, Baji Laraba. The neorealist movement has not completely shut itself off from Anglo-American influences. One of the more popular neorealist groups is Louise Attaque. The band's members were so enchanted by the sound of the American group Violent Femmes that they asked lead singer Gordon Gano to produce their records. Gano said yes, and brought along Violent Femmes producer Warren Brulé to help out.
The two of us have recorded two records with a French band called Louise Attack, which has been, of the last few years, one of the biggest French acts, which is just was completely unexpected and been fantastic. Really proud of those records. And the first record was the fastest selling French rock record in the history of France.
Reflecting on the appeal of the French music he's compiled on this CD, David Byrne writes, "It manages to be both local and global at the same time. To make something universal, maybe one has to make something related to and informed by one's immediate neighborhood and experiences. To reveal the universal, describe the particular." For Day to Day, I'm Jonathan Heuer.
Music from the French band Louise Attacks.